Everything you need to know about mezuzah cases. Mezuzah covers are typically seen adorning the right door frame of Jewish homes or apartments. However, it's not atypical to see them present in other households too. There is no doubt that the designs used are often eye-catching, though what counts is technically on the inside. The history behind it all dates back thousands of years to when Jewish families would mark their home doorposts based on a commandment you can find in the Torah, the books of the Bible from Genesis to Deuteronomy. In fact, Deuteronomy sees the commandment appear twice, where it is connected to Vayahavtah and the Shema, Shema, which are two of the most important prayers in Judaism. Following the recording of the prayers, God commands his people to write them on the doorposts of their houses and their gates. See the full range of our pewter mezuzah cases by Nadav Art. What are mezuzah cases? The word mezuzah translates to doorpost in Hebrew. Its first appearance is in Exodus, during the account of the Israelites being freed from bondage under Pharaoh during the Moses era. As the tenth and final plague was about to be laid upon the Egyptians, which was the death of all firstborn sons, the Jewish people were all commanded to mark their doorposts using a sacrificial lamb's blood. This would cause the destroyer to pass over them, letting their children live. Of course, later, its mention has nothing to do with protection from a plague. Instead, the practice from then on was associated with physical protection and rich spiritual blessings to those who practiced hanging mezuzah cases. This is the case with the practice today. A mezuzah case is a covering holding a prayer inscribed scroll and hung on doorposts by Jews. It's also a consistent reminder of Jewish identity, as it's a marker of important values and who the community is. The mezuzah, therefore, symbolically unites, protects, and connects Jewish people. See the full range of our mezuzah cases. How do you make a mezuzah case? While there are rigid requirements concerning the scroll, the scribe, and prayer, the same does not hold for the case. That's why if you have a look at the Nadav Art by Avi Nadav collection, for example, you'll notice a host of different designs such as silver mezuzah case with filigree, the Jerusalem colorful mezuzah cover, or the triangular colorful mezuzah case. This may lead you to wonder if you can create your own improv mezuzah covers. Certainly, the preference would be for you to get a professionally made one, but with the right materials, you can create one. If you have children, you may find that this is an enjoyable craft activity for all involved. Glue sticks are often used by the little ones for a host of different reasons. This counts as an eco-friendly way to make use of the empty tube once it's finished. You're going to need a dried or empty glue stick, paper to wrap around the lid and another piece that fits around the tube, some glue, something to write the letter Shin with, and whatever decorative elements you may choose such as beads or gems. The first step is to fully extend the bottom of the inner tube, which exposes the inner spindle. Decorate your paper however you may like with stickers, paints, crayons, or the like. Next, you want to glue the paper intended for the cap around it, but you do need to ensure that the cap still works. Select whatever will be the front side of the tube and ensure to add the letter Shin. Any other decorations you may wish to throw in can enter the fray at this point, but you want to keep the back of the tube smooth. Unless you meet the requirements for the scroll to be kosher, you will not be able to continue beyond this point. For more information on the said stipulations, you can see the relevant section below. See the full range of our aluminum mezuzah cases. Can you gift a mezuzah? Mezuzah cases make wonderful gifts, especially since their relevance is not based on any specific period. You can gift a mezuzah case whenever you like. For example, the cases make incredible Jewish housewarming gifts, especially for those who are striking out on their own for the first time. They are also excellent for those who may have just begun to embark on their journey of the Jewish faith. If anything, these people need to learn all they can, and having the identity hallmark is a great start. After all, this is an artifact that is symbolic of the connection between a Jew, the community, and God. Having a mezuzah case present at a home, given its position, allows Jews to stay reminded of God's presence and love. Being able to help others have this experience and bask in this connection is a gift in itself. Browse the full collection of colorful mezuzah cases by Nadav Art. How can you tell if a mezuzah case is kosher? It would surprise you to know just how many mezuzahs around the world are not kosher. In other words, they don't meet the standards established by Jewish law. It's a similar concept to the Jewish view of food, where non-kosher items are not accepted as a part of the faith. As far as a mezuzah case goes, there are essentially three elements that come together to make up this determination. First, there's the parchment and the ink that are going to be used for the prayer inscription. The ink can only come from a small set of kosher purveyors who use a very short list of approved ingredients in production. These are gall nuts, iron sulfate, tree sap, and water. The parchment must be cloth, which is made from calf embryo skin. The second requirement is that the scribe writing the prayer must be adequately trained and certified. Such a scribe is known as a sofer. All sofers are men by custom, and the rigorous training they go through allows them to develop the precise calligraphy skill to write the prayers. When done right, this process can run for up to 3 hours. The final requirement, which is linked to the second, is that every single letter and word must be written appropriately. For example, none of the letters can have a break in them, no misspellings or omissions can be present, every letter should be easily distinguishable, and none of the letters can touch. Additionally, every time a scribe writes on the page, a prayer must be said to sanctify God's name. See the full range of our silver mezuzah cases by Nadav Art. Why is the mezuzah slanted? The slanting of the mezuzah today is one of the most prolific examples of compromise in Jewish history. It comes from a difference in views between Rabbi Solomon ben Isaac or Rashi and his grandson, Rabbeinu Tam. Tam felt that mezuzahs were meant to be horizontal, which would have been in line with traditions. That's because originally, the scrolls in their leather cases would have been pushed into crevices between stones around home doorways, and this was done horizontally. Rashi, on the other hand, felt that mezuzahs should be vertical instead, which meant that the top would always be pointed toward the Almighty. Eventually, both sides would compromise and agree that a mezuzah should be hung diagonally, with the top inclined inward. This 12th century decision allowed peace to reign in a Jewish home in France and is a part of the mezuzah's message. Honor the holy city with our special Jerusalem-inspired mezuzah case. What is written on the parchment in the mezuzah? While much of the mezuzah's history remains unclear, the belief is that Jews previously directly inscribed the prayers on the doorposts of their homes. It's not exactly clear when it became the norm to write the prayers on a scroll of parchment instead and bury it in a door frame cutout, but that became the new custom. Eventually, after arguments put forward by learned rabbis about the benefits of putting the scroll in protective boxes made of metal, wood, or reels, that became the norm, which is still the case today. Inside the mezuzah, you will find a tightly wound scroll containing Judaism's two most sacred prayers. On the back of the scroll, you'll find the word Shaddai in Hebrew, which is one of God's names. Conclusion. A mezuzah is a core piece of Jewish tradition, reminding the community about its faith and its connection to God. While the protective case may take on numerous forms, the ink, parchment, scribe, and lettering come together to determine if a mezuzah is kosher or not. Mezuzah covers make wonderful gifts, especially for new Jews or those going to live in a new home. See the full range of our silver mezuzah cases by Nadav Art. See the full range of our aluminum mezuzah cases by Nadav Art. See the full range of our pewter mezuzah cases by Nadav Art. See the full range of our mezuzah cases.